We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And over the last few years, we've seen basically every TV show that ever existed from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s get a reboot or a remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if we didn't really want to see the first edition.
Right.
Yeah.
Full House, Hawaii Five-0, uh-huh. Supermarket Sweep, uh-huh. Blue's Clues, uh-huh. even the O.J. Simpson trial uh-huh. got remade.
Blue's Clues one. I'm kind of interested.
It's still on if you want to check that one out. But there's one show that the world's been waiting for years, hoping and praying for a relaunch.
Oh.
I'm talking about Friends.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everybody has been waiting for this.
Yeah.
The show was supposed to do a special episode originally scheduled to debut on May 27th of 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that kept getting pushed back because of COVID.
And this was like the reunion show where the whole cast was going to get back together. And nobody knew if it was going to be like an actual episode or if it's just them rehashing memories.
Oh, yeah. I would watch either.
Yeah.
I'd be really excited.
Well, today we just got some very possibly exciting news.
Oh, okay. It's happening.
The Friends special that we've been waiting this whole pandemic for is finally shooting this week. Maybe, possibly, we aren't really sure, but perhaps.
Yay.
I think maybe. Hopefully. Yeah, yay, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, HBO Max has not confirmed anything yet, which isn't a good sign.
No. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Also, still no word on a new premiere date.
Oh.
So not a good sign either.
Okay.
Can I just pray that they're so secretive that all of a sudden tomorrow they're just going to be like, we did it! Everyone's back! It's done! It's
you think they're trying to Beyonce this?
Yeah!
Is what you're saying? They're just going to come out one day with it?
I think they're almost done.
I think Matthew Perry is not going to make that happen.
But rest assured, something with Friends definitely has a chance of happening soon-ish. Potentially.
Okay.
So get excited.
Okay.
But don't get your hopes up too much.
Okay.
If that cute monkey makes a comeback.
Okay. Then Brooke will watch.
I could get behind that.
Marcel?
Yeah.
All right. Bring back Marcel. And now that's out of the way. Let's get into the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jeff, Apple Bottom Marines, DeBo.
Not Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Apple Bottom Marines.
All right, I'll put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake. Please read the shock collar question of the day.
NPR recently asked 18,000 listeners to rank the lovable, absurdist, and oftentimes hilarious Muppets.
Aww.
Oh.
Today, I have that list in front of me, and you'll need to tell me the top four favorites in no particular order. Now, these are not just the most popular, but they're audience favorites. And before we go any farther, Brooke, Yoda does not count. He's a Jedi, not a Muppet.
Excuse me, I am well-versed in my Muppet language. Thank you very much. Don't even hate. Animal has got to be top five.
Also,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay, Brooke, also, keep in mind, these are characters you would find in the Muppet movies and Muppet TV shows. And to start you off on the right foot, I'll give you a golden guess, but you have to ask it in a Muppet voice. Tell me a character, and I'll tell you if they're on there.
God, I love Jake, dude.
I have to start with a golden guess? I can't even discuss this first?
Just give him a Muppet voice.
Oh, come on.
I mean, Kermit and Miss Piggy, right?
Kermit, Miss Piggy, you got Big Bird.
What about Cookie Monster?
Yeah, he's
that's
a Muppet.
Cookie Monster is a Muppet. He is not in the top four.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay. Tough cut for Cookie Monster.
People don't like Cookie Monster?
No. Jeez. You got to put Elmo above Cookie Monster.
Elmo's the best, yeah.
Elmo. I mean, if we're including all of Sesame
it's
Street.
It's tickle time.
Okay.
I love, when I think of my personal favorites, I really connect with Animal. Okay, he's the one that plays the drums. Can you remember him?
Wow.
Do you play the drums?
No.
You just connect
but
with
him
because...
I just feel like his spirit. It's like, I get it. You know, messy hair, crazy guy. I like him.
I like towards Kermit is so popular with his meme of him sipping tea.
Yeah, it's got to be Kermit-themed frog.
Okay, Kermit has to be on the list just because he's the most infamous one.
Well, Big Bird would be more infamous.
Right up there. The
Big Bird's so
Yeah, and then you have Snuffleupagus. I mean, there's so many. Oscar the Grouch. Everybody loves.
Oh, Oscar, because he's so grumpy.
I mean, that's another spirit animal that people have.
What Who's your favorite?
Bert and Ernie, for sure. In the bath together.
They definitely go together.
Yeah.
You can't separate them.
How do you narrow it down, even?
Jeff, can I help you out with a hint?
Yeah.
NPR recently asked its listeners to rank their best Muppets of all time. It's their list. And I asked you to identify which characters made the top four spots. And because I'm feeling green today, I'll give you another golden guess to help. Tell me a Muppet friend of mine you think is in the top four, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
You gotta ask Miss Piggy, I think.
Yeah, but Miss Piggy's being canceled lately.
See, so
you know?
Do you ask, or is it obvious?
I don't know.
You know, she's a little aggressive.
Brooke seems to connect the most with the Muppets, so who would you say?
Man, I mean, I would definitely say Kermit. I would definitely say Oscar the Grouch.
Okay,
Oscar the Grouch. I would definitely say Elmo.
Is Oscar the Grouch on there?
Oscar the Grouch is not on the list. But I will tell you, the four names on here have been said in this room during this discussion.
All four have.
All four have been said by at least one person in this room.
So I say you go, you take off Oscar, you go Miss Piggy.
No, I think you do Animal. It was the very first thing that came to Jose and
It was the first thing I thought of, but I thought it was like Underdog, no one else. But then Brooke is like, no, I thought of it too.
Do you guys remember the aliens? They were like twins.
No,
I don't remember.
Manamana.
What about the old guys up in the balcony?
No, see, it's something we've already mentioned, though, and we haven't talked
about
them yet.
Well, they should be on the list.
You have every character on there, Jeff.
Fine.
Those are Bert
and Ernie.
What do you got?
Ditch and Bert and Ernie?
Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
Animal, Swedish Chef, and Elmo.
There we go.
Not Bert and Ernie. I think Bert and Ernie over Swedish Chef.
I think Bert and Ernie are kind of forgettable.
Oh, how dare you.
That hurt.
Okay.
According to the audience of NPR, these are the top four Muppets that made their list, very controversial list, of the best Muppets ever. Jeff, you said Kermit the Frog. He was number one on the list. You got that correct.
All right, let's go.
Jeff, you also said Animal. He was number three on the list.
Yeah. Okay, I was worried.
Number
about
two on the list of best Muppets ever was Gonzo.
Oh my God!
Gonzo.
We didn't even mention Gonzo.
We forgot.
That's crazy.
Wait, who is Gonzo? Oh,
he's the one with the big nose. He has the big like nose that looks.
Oh my God! He wrote the best book.
Okay. Number four on the list was Beaker.
Beaker. Wow, interesting.
All right. Well, didn't get it right. And someone wants to hear the theme song to Elmo's World.
Ooh.
Which,
I don't think I would.
Unfortunately, I don't think I've seen this one. La 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 la.
Oh yeah, la 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 la. It's Elmo's World.
La 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 la.
It's Elmo's World.
That was good.
That was good.
You are really good, Elmo, bro.
No. That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.